We're going to skip the theme and jump right to the Clinton Area Showboat Theater. Matthew Teague Miller going to be talking about the 2018 season, just visiting about a bunch of other stuff, Matthew. But I have to jump into a question first. Don't give away the shows yet.
Okay.
Got to ask you, says you made the comment last night. You're directing the first show.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you're coming back?
I'm absolutely coming back. I'll be directing the first and fourth show next year.
Okay.
And I'm here.
You're returning as the artistic director.
I am returning as producing artistic director.
Well, yes. Make sure you mentioned that, so you know we know those things turn over.
Yes.
So. We were just double checking.
I'll be here. So I hope you'll have me.
Then we're going to ask you a question before we get to the shows. One question we always ask when you bring in the actors from the shows, one thing we always ask, but I don't think you've been here 2 years now, this is your second year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever asked you this question. What got you into theater in the first place? Mm-hmm. A year and a half, and I don't think we've ever asked you, why in the world are you doing this? What started Matthew Teague Miller down the road of being in the theater?
That's interesting. You know, I grew up with a PE teacher, athletic director dad at a middle school, and I had a baseball and a basketball in my hand from before I could walk even. We were a sports family, and I played baseball and I played football and basketball and all the stuff growing up. And but my mom was really dedicated to exposing us to lots of different things. And so we'd go to, special art museum exhibits and, we'd see Sesame Street Live when it came into town. And growing up, I had a friend in elementary school who was a theater kid. And we'd always go and see her in the shows. It was an excuse for my mom to expose us to that side of things and just to do something and to support my friend. After we'd seen several, I was kind of mesmerized by it. I always thought it was really cool to see my friend Amy, go. She would walk up on stage and suddenly she wasn't Amy, she was Amaryllis and the Music Man. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. The whole thing was just really cool. So I was doing in the sixth grade, I was doing a project with Amy, a class project, and she was about to go to audition for a local production of the stage adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird. And she was worried there weren't going to be any boys her age to play the two. She wanted to be the scout. And she was worried there weren't going to be any boys her age that could play either Jem, her brother, or Dill, the next door neighbor. So she and her mom, I was at working on this class project. They're like, you're coming to these auditions tonight. And I went. And I didn't get either of those big parts, but I got a small part. I was Walter Cunningham Jr., the little boy that that Scout beats up at the first day of school. And then Atticus says, now you have to invite him over for dinner and apologize. He's in a total of 7 minutes of the play. And I got a part, and it was... I was hooked. Just the first time I walked up on stage, it was like, I remember leaving the stage for the very first time, and one of the adults in the show saw me kind of running off the stage all excited, and he kind of opened his arms to give me a hug, and he scooped me up and swung me around, and I just, it was elated, and it felt like the first time I ever really flew. And ever since then, it's been part of my life. I tried to, when I first went to college, I thought I was going to pursue another direction. But, the first 2 years as I was doing these liberal arts things, I kept finding myself walking into the theater department and seeing what shows they were doing and auditioning for their shows and getting cast. And so I decided to transfer, and I ended up transferring schools to Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, which is one of the top musical theater programs in the country, at which point it's like, well, I got to ride this wave until it stops. But I was also always really kind of enamored by the directing process, and even back when I did To Kill a Mockingbird, I remember watching the director and seeing their brain work and the wheels turning, and basically where there was nothing but a blank stage, they turned it into another world by their leadership and their guidance with the designers and the actors. And it was just like, I remember being in the sixth grade having done one show going, I want to be a director. So that's the shortest version of the story.
We've never asked you that question before. Yeah. So catch you off guard. But now we get to, we set up, you're going to be back, artistic director. You're directing a couple of shows. Mm-hmm. Start us off. What's it all about?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's funny.
You need the reminder cheat sheet?
I'll look at the dates. Yeah. The show that I was just talking about, To Kill a Mockingbird, could have fit in next year's season theme.
It could have.
Yeah, it didn't. We didn't do that. It could have been part of next year's season. So next year's season, we've got another theme, and the theme is From the Page to the Stage. All five shows were books before they ever appeared on the stage. Unlike this season and last, we're doing four musicals and one play. So it's a very big season. And I think five titles that people are going to be really excited about.
Start us off.
Okay. So the season kicks off on June 7th with Jesus Christ Superstar, Andrew Lloyd Webber's, you know, landmark achievement, the show that really put him on the map as the musical theater composer that he has become. You know, without Superstar, there is no Cats, there is no Phantom of the Opera, there is no legacy that he has, you know, trailblazed. That's June 7th to the 17th, and yes, I will be directing that. I've been wanting to direct Jesus Christ Superstar since I was in high school. So very excited about that. It'll be a two-week run to kick off the season. The second show is Disney's The Little Mermaid, which we are going to be running for 3 weeks. It's June 21st to July 8th. Very excited to present that. Both of those first two musicals have never been done at the Showboat before. But the next two musicals we have and have had pretty memorable productions. July 12th to July 27th is Oliver, which we've done two other times at the Showboat. And at the beginning of this season, both of those productions that we've done in the past ranked among the top 10 selling shows we've ever done. Now, I will say that Footloose has since surpassed one of them and bumped it out of the top 10, so now it's at 11. But, you know, of all of the shows we've ever done, two of the top 10 selling shows were this same production, the same title, Oliver. So that's going to be the third show of the season, July 12th to the 22nd. Then the fourth show of the season is another really exciting show. We've done it once before, from July 26th to August 5th, Candor and Ebb's classic Cabaret, you know, which features songs like Cabaret and Don't Tell Mama, Willkommen, and is really going to make, in the last time we did it, it was Jay Berkow's last show in the Jay Berkow era. So it's been a while. It's time to do it again. It's been revived on Broadway three different times. And it's just one of the most popular shows that people do. So those are the four musicals, and then the season will close August 9th to the 18th with the stage adaptation of Tuesdays with Maury, which we've also never done at the show before, but is a really touching, moving story about a man and his teacher, and that's it. Jesus Christ Superstar, Disney's The Little Mermaid, Oliver, Cabaret, and Tuesdays with Maury.
Now, Matthew, you started with 2018. Did you start last month doing this, or how soon do you have to start looking for 2018? When you started 2017 season?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, now that this is set, I'm starting to think about what we're going to do in 2019. So that's how far in advance we start thinking about stuff. And you know, there's a lot of moving parts. You know, this current season, Hooray for Hollywood season, we didn't know Newsies was going to be available. We didn't know Bridges of Madison County was going to be available. Those are two shows that are brand new, sort of being rolled out by the companies that handle the royalties for the musicals. So neither one of them would I have predicted have been making an appearance this season. But, you know, we were talking about Footloose. We were talking about some of these other things. Dial M for Murder was a show that we really wanted to do because we thought it'd be a great show. 39 Steps, which we still have left also. I haven't gotten too far into the process, but I'm starting to toss around ideas for themes and titles for the 2019 season. So we work on it pretty far out in advance.
What about casting? You have any of this year's cast members go, I want to do that show. I need to be here for this show. Do you get any of the current members who are going, oh, I like that show?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been saying this all season, but this has been one of the greatest groups of people I've ever gotten to work with, and I just adore this professional company, the technicians, the designers, and the actors. And if they're interested in coming back, we can definitely talk about it. I mean, I daydream about so-and-so playing this part or so-and-so playing that part, but I really try not to engage in that conversation until we have the exit interviews at the end of the year and we're able to talk about it, because I don't want to distract ourselves from the task at hand. I also don't want it to turn into the actors or the technicians going, well, who's coming back? He hasn't asked me yet, kind of thing. So, you know, at the end of each person's contract, we have an exit interview. We talk about the season. We talk about things we did well, things we can do better so that we're constantly growing. And then one of the things they have the opportunity to do is express interest in coming back next year. So we'll see what they say then.
And then otherwise, you're casting this, again, a broad variety of types of shows.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
Does that make it more difficult when you go out casting?
Yeah. I mean, this really is a diverse season. When you're looking at like a rock musical, like Jesus Christ Superstar, which is, I mean, really rock and roll. You know, it started as a concept album before it was a musical. And then you go from that into a children's family musical, like The Little Mermaid.
I mean, you're kind of at the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, me too. So, you know, it'll be challenging, but I got to say, the past 3 years as I've been here, the three companies that I've hired have been able to change hats and change styles of musicals pretty quickly. So we're going to be looking for versatile performers and the best of the best, like we have been.
And that all starts, and if people can, now obviously your tickets are on sale last night for The Follies. Can people look ahead if they want to plan for next summer? We got to get this summer. You still got tickets for this summer, but if they're looking ahead, can they buy 2018?
Absolutely.
Now?
Yeah. In fact, if the box office, it's cheaper now than if you buy it, you know, as the season is start kicking off next year. You can get all five of these shows for $90, which is kind of ridiculous. I don't even know how we keep the doors open when we are giving that big of a discount to our season ticket holders. But all five shows for $90 if you buy it between now and the end of the season, and you can buy that at the box office.
And of course, they can get tickets for the last two shows.
Well,
you still got those yet to go.
Yeah,
it seems like you're having Follies a little earlier this year than some other years.
Yeah, I mean, it is a week earlier than it was last year, and that's because next week we'll be loading in for Bridges of Madison County. And because of that, we either needed to do it a week early or a week late, and we were so excited about getting these titles out there into the universe, we decided to move it up a week rather than moving it back a week. We still got Bridges of Madison County, we've still got 39 Steps, and we've still got six performances of Footloose with limited tickets available, because it is Thursday night sold out, and there are a handful of tickets to some of the other performances. I'm sure you've heard me say in the last 2 days we've become the third highest selling show in the history of the Clinton Area Showboat with Footloose.
So get down to the tickets, get 2018, you got some shows yet for 2017. We'll put those dates on our calendar. We'll talk to you next summer, we assume. We'll tentatively plan on that. Is
you
that a fair guess?
Absolutely. I will be here.
Thanks for coming to Matthew Teague Miller, 2018 Showboat Season.